This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode on the Mind Mastery series. If you haven't already subscribed to this channel, please remember to subscribe to this channel and also remember to like and share this video. In today's video, we are talking about the filtering process that the brain uses. Remember, we mentioned in the previous videos that the brain is continuously scanning information. It is always scanning the information that you consume in the form of social media content, newspapers, research articles, blogs, and periodicals which you read. All of these information is getting scanned in our brain. Now, whenever you are faced with a problem in life, the brain is using a filtering process to arrive at a solution to your problems. It is not expecting you to feed in fresh information every time there is a problem and then it will come up with a solution. If that happens, the cognitive load on the brain will increase. So the filtering process is actually reducing the cognitive load of your brain. Now there are different kinds of strategy that people use. One of the strategies, of course, a trial and error strategy. If you are faced with a problem, you're going to compare yourself with another problem that you had 3 months back. And you will try to apply the same process that you took or the same decisions that you took 3 months back to the given problem. If it works, great. If it doesn't, I'll again go back and look at some other problems that I had in the past. So what I'm doing is I'm relying on several informations which are already there in my brain and trying to look for a solution. So this is why it's called a trial and error. You don't really know what the best solution is. You're just going to keep on trying till you succeed. This is not a practical strategy. It is a catastrophe at the workplace. As leaders, if you're going to form decisions on the basis of trial and error, your organization is going to shut down. You can't take that risk. As a leader or even in your personal life, with your career, you can't take chances with your career. The second strategy that people use is the social proof strategy, where I rely on the opinion of others. So I don't use my own thought process at all. Whatever others would do in a situation or what others say about a given situation, I use that as a solution to arrive at my decision for the given problem. The third commonly used strategy is the familiarity strategy. If a problem in the past worked for me when I took the following steps, for all my problems in the future, I'm going to keep taking the same steps. Because I know I'm familiar with this, it has worked for me many times in the past, it will keep working for me for all my problems in the future. This is again generalizing it to another extreme. This is again not a practical approach because in reality, our workplace will come up or throw up new problems, expecting us to face new challenges and come up with new solutions. So these process and strategies is not going to really work for us. So the question is, where is the breakthrough? What is that breakthrough that we are looking for? In my view, you need to find out what works for you. Instead of trying to rely on past information or information which is the opinion of others, ask yourself, does this work for me? From a personal perspective, ask yourself, what will be the outcome of a decision? Or will the outcome of the decision change the way I live? Or will the outcome of the decision change the way my organization functions? Ask yourself this question. This is the best way to filter out useless information. You are not relying on unnecessary information, useless information, but rather you are asking pertinent questions to yourself. Consistently get into this habit of asking yourself this question. Is this the best decision for me? What will its outcome be in my life? Will it change my life? Or will it change the way my organization functions? When you keep asking yourself this question consistently, you are filtering out useless information from your brain. Remember, we spoke about the cognitive load in the brain. We want to filter out unnecessary, useless information. Every time a problem comes, I don't have to sit down and analyze previous issues. I will straight away ask myself, what will be the outcome of, let's say, X decision if I take, or Y decision if I take? This is the best way to deal with problems. So I don't go with the familiar approach. For example, people say, if you go to bigger cities, you get great opportunities. This is a safe approach. But will that work for me? is the kind of business model that I have as an entrepreneur going to work in the bigger cities, or will it work in smaller towns or mid-sized towns? When you ask these questions to yourself, pertinent questions to yourself, you are not following the familiar approach, you're not using the social proof approach, or you're not relying only on the past information. You're filtering out unnecessary information and asking yourself the right questions. When you ask yourself the right questions, your brain engages in the right thinking. Thank you so much for watching this video. I look forward to your participation in the future video, where we will see how we can filter out other thoughts within our mind, which is burdening us and not helping us form effective decisions. Thank you once again for watching this video. I look forward to your participation in the future video. Before you leave, remember to like this video, share this video, and subscribe to our channel. Thank you for watching.